On Thursday at the Vatican, the Synod for Africa held its 6th and 7th General Congregation of Participants. During the morning session, members were elected to the Commission for the final message before discussions commenced. The themes addressed included gender theory, the work of Justice and Peace Commissions, and the risks posed by neo-Pentecostal groups. At the closing of the congregation, the bishops also launched a heartfelt appeal for peace in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Festus Tarawali of our Africa program followed this morning's session and spoke to us about the appeal and its resonance for the people of the DRC.
What struck me the most is the fact that the Synod Fathers came out with a very strong kind of gesture towards the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo, particularly the Archbishop of Bukavu, Archbishop Francois Maroy, who in his intervention 3 days ago told the Synod Assembly about what is going on in Bukavu, about how on the 2nd of October a parish was burnt down in his archdiocese, priests were molested, a lot of the faithful were threatened. So the Synod Fathers, in a letter signed by the three delegate presidents and the secretary of the Synod of Bishops, Archbishop Nikolai Terovich, addressed a letter to the Archbishop of Bukavu to show their closeness, their spiritual closeness, and also their pastoral solidarity with him and with the people of Bukavu. But also in the letter, they are calling on the government to do more to try to bring peace and justice in the region. That struck me very much, you know. And the letter was handed to the bishop, who is leaving tomorrow on Friday to go back to Bukavu, because the situation is still very tense out there. In the interventions, we had a lot, especially that spoke about Muslim-Christian dialogue, but also dialogue with African traditional religions. Outside, for example, Archbishop Onayekan, who said, we don't have to wait. The issue of dialogue with Islam is very urgent. We have to take it seriously. We don't have to wait for the others to reach out to us. We have to reach out first, you know, because it's very urgent. He cited the example, of course, of what is going on in Nigeria. And that was also the main thrust of Cardinal Jean-Louis Thorin's talk on Wednesday evening, the need for dialogue with Islam, because it's true that the church in Africa is growing, but it's also true that Islam is growing. And Cardinal Antonelli, the president of the Pontifical Council for the Family, really tried to bring out the importance of protecting the traditional family. He says Africa is rich in culture and it has respect for the family, but then we have a lot of negative influences that are coming from the outside, you know, that are eating up the traditional family. So the church has to be vigilant in that area. The SMA, the head of the SMA Fathers, Father Kieran O'Reilly, stressed the need for the church in Africa to work, especially the missionaries and religious, to improve the image of Africa, to give Africans a bigger say in the international community. There was the bishop from the from Guinea. He spoke about the sad incident that took place in the country on the 28th of September. It was 3 days after the bishops came out with a very strong pastoral letter, you know, calling, you know, on all sides to kind of to work for reconciliation, to work for democratic progress in the country. So he said, well, the country, the church is not going to relent. They're going to continue to work for reconciliation, for dialogue and peace. Another positive contribution, Bishop Wood from the Auxiliary Bishop of Durban, South Africa, on the role that the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference's Parliamentary Liaison Office is doing. They have a group of researchers and they have people who are very attentive to what is going on. So whenever there is a law or an issue that is to be discussed by the parliament, the researchers try to, you know, to equip parliamentarians, not only Christians, but non-Christians alike, to equip them on the issues, the main issues at stake, you know, to try to at least to help them to make informed decisions.